A Soul in Purgatory reveals the two most powerful groups of intercessors. In Purgatory, I have actually have one of them answered a prayer. It was a big thing that I was praying for today. We're going to talk about that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Welcome to day 28 in this 33-day consecration. Happy Holy Week. This is the holiest week of the year for us as Catholics. And we are consecrating ourselves to Our Lady, Star of the Sea. If you're not doing that, do it with us, because this is a favorite title of the Souls in Purgatory. Almost finished. It's coming this Saturday, Holy Saturday, the day that Jesus went down to the dead to empty Purgatory. So it is quite appropriate. Let's get into today's readings. We're actually going to be using two sources today, the unpublished manuscript and Visions of Purgatory. Listen to this. This is the first group. Tell all this to the Father, so that he may learn from me what this place of suffering is like and may make it better known in the future. He will be able to find out for himself how profitable it is to have a great devotion to the holy souls in purgatory. God often accords more graces through the intercession of these suffering souls than through the prayers of the saints. Memorize that line. Let the Father, when he wishes to be sure of obtaining what he wants, ask the souls who have loved Our Lady the most. No surprise there. The souls that have loved Our Lady the most, these in consequences she wishes most of all to release. He will see whether his prayer is heard or not. So the first group is the Marian souls in purgatory. I invoked them and we got what we were asking for. I'll tell you in heaven what that was. Amazing. Now group number two, and then we're going to unpack. Then the angel showed me something else. Some souls that come from here below and enter into purgatory emerge immediately and rise radiant to heaven. I wondered at this, and my angel explained joyfully, these holy souls who scarcely pass through purgatory we call lightning souls. We have just enough time to see them go through purgatory. They launch themselves rapidly into the fire in order to submerge themselves quickly into the purification. Then they enter almost immediately into the heavenly Jerusalem. These souls, if you can catch them and ask their intercession, they can also pray for you in heaven, are the second group that's the most powerful. So we have many different groups in purgatory. We have priests, we have nuns, we have lay people, we have great sinners, we have converts. We have those in the bottom, in the middle, and in the threshold of purgatory. We should pray for all of them. We get special benefits when we pray for those in the final stages, as I spoke about in another video. But if you want something, if you want the biggest and most powerful intercessors, the Marian souls and the lightning souls, what are examples of lightning souls that we can pray for? These would be saints like St. Catherine of Siena, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Jude, St. Therese. These are all souls that are incredibly famous intercessors. They flew through purgatory if they even went there at all. St. Scholastica, St. Benedict's sister, and probably St. Benedict as well. These are all incredibly powerful intercessors that flew through purgatory. So if you could catch them in purgatory or in heaven, they are powerful intercessors because they abandoned themselves to whatever Jesus said to do. They threw themselves into it. Who would be examples of non-canonized lightning souls? Well, one would be Sister Claire Crockett. She is amazing. Her feast day, her day of death, is April 16th, coming right soon. Everything that she did to the maximum. She died at 33. Presumably, she flew through purgatory. A second one would be none other than Blessed Carlos Acutis, lightning soul. He died not very long ago. Already, he's going to be canonized. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. You see his powerful intercession. Here's another one. Because of the way that she died, she threw herself into it. She is a very powerful intercessor. And it is Charlene Richard. The priest advised her to throw herself into her sufferings that she had at the last moment of her life. I think she had cancer or something like that. She did. And she's been interceding for people every day. Dozens of people go to her grave every day. She's been dead for about 50 years. She's like about 5 hours from where I live. I firmly believe she flew through purgatory, went straight to heaven. She is an incredibly powerful intercessor. Now let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood, of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses set throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. St. Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. St. Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. St. Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. All holy souls in purgatory, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and I'll see you in day 29.